one of the issues which you've been highlighting lately, and that's the carbon tax and how you don't see it as a way of dealing with the crisis that's facing us. And a lot of people will find that hard to, that the logic is there, that you really tax something out of existence, if you like. What is the objection you have to carbon tax?
Well, that's the first point is we have no conversation at all about a phase out of fossil fuels. There's no date set of when we're going to reach that point of phasing out fossil fuels. So what many of us who are climate activists but on the left will argue is that carbon taxes are a distraction. They're low-hanging fruit. Target the ordinary family when actually it takes the eye off the ball of where, who are the big polluters here. And the big polluters are the oil companies, are the fossil fuel companies, the coal mines, the aviation sector. They're the people we should be targeting with a carbon tax and not ordinary families, because a tax to try and change behaviour only works if you have an alternative. People will just have to factor in the extra cost to their petrol. They can't afford to change to an electric car. I mean, they're far too expensive. They don't have a public transport option outside of, if you live outside of Dublin. If they want to retrofit their home, they have to upfront two-thirds of the cost of that. So, okay, let's park a carbon tax for a while and let's go and look at who are the big polluters. What actually works, let's regulate those polluters, because let's not forget, people still have to heat their homes, people still have to drive their cars unless you give them the alternatives. And that's what we're saying. Give people the alternatives, tax the big polluters, and then you can front load the investment into the infrastructure to provide the alternatives for people. And even the IPCC report will say that, and even advocates, very strong advocates of carbon tax will say, a carbon tax will only work if you have the alternatives. In Ireland, we're way behind on the alternatives. So let's consider a wealth tax, ring fences for front-loading investment in public infrastructure. Let's regulate the big polluters, and then let's have a conversation about carbon tax. Anything else is just a distraction from actually doing what will work.